I'm one of those people who love salty things. How about you?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardner, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
I don't want to hear anything about salt not being good for me. Salty potato chips, nuts, popcorn, go ahead and pour it on. Once as a child, I gulped down a whole tablespoon of plain salt, but that was not such a good idea. The consequences of salt addiction is thirst. You want to drink and drink. That's why Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned?" Jesus is saying that we are the earth's seasoning. Because we are on the earth, life should taste better to everyone. He wants people to get thirsty to know Him, but we can lose our flavor. We can allow our own walk with God to become dull. We can let the cares of the world and life's disappointments drain us until we don't have any saltiness left in us. It's a sad state of affairs indeed. If this has happened to you, I suggest a fresh infusion. Surprisingly, it's a drink that re-seasons us. If anyone's thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Our promise is that out of us will flow rivers of living water. That will attract those around us who are thirsty, and they too will come to Jesus for a drink. Let's be so salty, they can never get enough. This is Barbara Lardner from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.